You're listening to the Jay and Chul Show podcast, Star FM.
We want to know what you think. Couples taking separate holidays.
Yeah, apparently the numbers around Australia are increasing and people are very divided on this issue. So we're going to go to our relationship expert, Elise Carr from Stella Muse. She's fantastic. What do you reckon, Elise? Is this a bad thing if your partner asks for a holiday away from you?
Well, number one, you don't want to be thinking and assuming before you clarify what the holiday really means. Is that code for we need a break? Or is that actually I would just love a couple of days to myself to do whatever it is I need to do? You know, if you really explain what's happening, really explore that. And if you both feel comfortable with that, then that should work out fine in exactly how it's meant to be, whatever comes of it.
So it's fair to say that you think it's pretty safe and it's pretty normal and natural to have time apart. There's nothing wrong with it.
I think having a little bit of time apart, actually, let's say one night a week for some people, or it could be, you know, half a day that you don't have any contact, little bits of time here and there on a general basis is very healthy because it makes you more appreciative of the other person. Taking a 1 week or 2 week holiday, let's say, may not work at all for some people. Some people wouldn't even consider that. My partner and I, we definitely wouldn't consider having holidays apart.
Oh man, yeah. If I went on holidays without my partner, she'd kill me. Like, she would kill me.
I think mine would be like, I'd be, if Adam went without me, I'd be really annoyed and
so
I'd
annoyed.
Get FOMO. But if it's reverse, I'd be like, babe, I'm going on a holiday.
Just deal with it,
yeah.
Right?
Well, what's your problem? Look at that tool. We might need to look at that.
She is very unhealthy in her relationship on her end. On her end.
We harmony and balance, beautiful woman. Harmony and balance.
I know. I have FOMO so bad. Like, down to if everyone's drinking coffee. And I'm not, I feel like I'm missing out.
That's so. Fear of missing out is FOMO for those playing at home.
Absolutely. It's an illusion, Tools. It's an illusion. We can totally talk about this another time as well. I think that might be an interesting topic.
Okay.
We can be on here forever. Elise Carr, thank you so much. Your words of wisdom has brought some clarity to this discussion.
Yeah.
Thank you heaps.
My pleasure. Thank you guys for having me and Stella Muse on, and I look forward to speaking to you next time.
Check out more podcasty awesomeness from the Jay and Chul Show now at starfmcoffs.com.au.